It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. And I'm in the garden.
Tom, you're in the garden.
I know, right? I just thought it's a warm day. Yeah. I'll take the mic down the bottom of the garden like the Poddington peas.
Yes.
But of course, you know, there's always the danger that that the sound will cut off. But hopefully it sounds okay.
I think it sounds fine. I can see a beautiful blue sky behind you.
Blue sky thinking. Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. You know me. We'll reach around for some blue sky thinking.
Reach around for the blue skies. Yes, it's very nice out here, I've got to say. But the sun, I put a hat on.
Yes, I think it's wise.
Now the sun has moved, and so it's not, the hat isn't typical.
I think it's still
typical.
Worth keeping it on.
I agree, Suze, I agree.
I'm amazed that you're wearing sleeves.
Well, I don't like to get my arms out. I don't want to wow everybody too much.
Well, that's true, of course. People don't know that you're a hunker.
Muscle Mary.
That's the word I was looking for. Muscle Mary.
I'm a Muscle Mary, I think. Are you not warm in the top room?
Oh, I'm sweating like a bitch.
Are you?
Yeah, it's really hot up here. It's really hot up here, but I've opened a window and you may occasionally hear the distant rumble of the train.
Well, I think that's all well and good, isn't it?
I think it's fine. I think people can know that I live near a train station.
People will
sue
understand.
Me.
So sue me. Yeah, I'm not going to listen to that podcast anymore. You know, she lives opposite a train station.
Yeah. Does she live arguably slightly too close to the train station? So she's constantly flying by the seat of her pants to try and make the train.
Oh, yes. That would be my danger, I think.
Oh, Tom, know. Sometimes I leave 3 minutes. And it is longer than three minutes.
You're an organised Betty rather than a late Lucy.
I think I'm a more organised Betty than you, but I'm a later Lucy than a lot of people.
Mm.
Do you know what I've realised? I'm always in a hurry, but I'm never late.
What a lovely expression.
Well, I've just come up with it, so you're welcome.
It sounds like a lovely description of a character in a book.
Write it down now.
Yes. Always winter and never Christmas would be the Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe equivalent.
Oh.
Isn't that what they say about Narnia?
Always winter but never Christmas. Oh, terrible.
Terrible, right.
When do you know when to finish drinking mulled wine?
They didn't. And Turkish Delight. Do you remember her?
Do you like Turkish Delight?
I've grown to like it. It's sort of a weird jelly of, like, perfume.
Yeah. I feel like you might have an issue with the texture.
Well, I sometimes find it a bit of a tough texture. You know, it's not like a fun jelly, is it? It's kind of like a tough jelly.
It holds its structural integrity.
Oh, I'll say. You could build a shopping centre out of it.
That's what the witch in Hansel and Gretel should have done.
Oh, she should have done.
She should have thought about having some Turkish delight on there.
Not gingerbread. Very fragile.
Oh, very fragile. And mine
easily
always breaks.
Compromised. Yeah, exactly. He can't even make it across the river, the gingerbread man.
No.
The story, and then the fox eats him or something.
Nom, 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 nom. Delicious. I'm aware that people also might be able to hear the recycling van, truck, lorry. Sure. They're taking the glass today.
Oh, glass.
Which might make it sound like I've really developed a drinking problem.
Oh, I know. When we go jangling up the drive, it is like... Had a party? No.
No. No, just a Thursday.
Just another week.
Well, I think the thing is that we have been really utilising the garden for good. A pre-dinner beer with a lime in.
Oh, that's very nice, Suze. I remember my dad doing that in the 80s with small bottles of French beer, which we get on a booze cruise.
Oh, I love a small bottle of French beer.
Mm, we used to get crates of them from Boulogne.
Oh, see. Paul, he knew what he was doing. He was ahead of the time.
Did you, because you grew up by the sea, but also by a terminus.
Indeed.
Did you often hop over to France?
No, not really. I wish we did. We used to occasionally go to Cherbourg for a day of shopping, but the shops weren't really, it wasn't like, oh, you know, London, Milan, Paris, Cherbourg. Like, it wasn't, it was, they had like C&A. Oh, you've slightly cut as you said that.
Sounds lovely, but is it not?
Oh, it is nice.
Oh, right. They've got them in Berlin still.
C&As. I think I was in Switzerland a little while ago and they had a C&A.
Hmm, not very neutral, is it?
C&As and swatches. You can't move for them.
Oh, yeah. Europe loves that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
What? So would there be like a nice supermarket to go to in France when you went to Cherbourg?
Yeah, there'd be a nice supermarket. Probably would go to a nice cafe and have a some sort of patisserie.
Oh, oui.
Oui, oui. Oh, but it would be just a day trip.
Did you have a hovercraft or did you go on the ferry?
I don't think they have a hovercraft all the way to France. They have a hovercraft to the Isle of Wight.
I did like the hovercraft when I went on it once, but it did make me feel sick.
Oh, did it? I think you've got to get your hovercraft legs.
That's what they say, you've got to get your hover legs. We had a whole assembly about hovercrafts once at primary school. One of the inventors, and he was like, you see, it's a triangle. It sits in the middle of the triangle of transport because it floats, it goes on land, and also it travels through the air a bit.
Oh my
God. He didn't put it like that, but yeah.
He was really thrilled with himself.
He was so smug about it, actually.
Had he designed a hovercraft?
He was certainly connected to it. I think it was quite the booking to get him to do like a Thursday assembly at Scotts Park Primary.
Do you think he got paid?
That's a good question. No, I think you're expected to do it as a volunteer.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I think he was he was probably coining it from his hovercraft millions.
Do you think?
I'd like to hope so.
Well, I don't know where they're using hovercrafts other than Portsmouth toward the Isle of Wight. I'm sure they are. Sure.
Yeah, now you say that. You don't see them as much as you'd like.
You don't. And I think there's two in...
Oh.
Or maybe even one in Portsmouth, because it's so quick.
It is.
It's like 12 minutes.
What? To the Isle of Wight on a hovercraft?
Yeah. You're there.
What's fun about them as well is that they sit on the tarmac, don't they? And then they kind of go... And then they inflate. Like they suddenly...
Yes.
And then they go... Down to the water.
Yes.
No way.
Exactly. One of our science teachers, she lived in the Isle of Wight.
Oh.
And that would mean that, you know, if it was too choppy, she'd be late for school.
And you've always had that gap in your knowledge of science, actually. I've always thought that.
Yeah, I don't know what photosynthesis is.
That'll be the choppy waters. Yeah.
Yeah.
There'll be a storm at sea.
I missed it.
Yeah, a stormy day on the Isle of Wight. Sorry. See you.
Do you know, my nan lived her whole life in Portsmouth, opposite the sea. Oh, yeah. She was terrified of it.
Oh, bless. Really.
Terrified of the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd say, oh, it's cruel, the sea.
It is, though. It is.
It can be, mistress. Sure. But yeah, it really is. But yes,
she's right.
She didn't even like going on the hovercraft.
Oh, yeah, I don't blame her.
Never swam in it?
Never swam.
No.
Oh, bless her.
Hated it. Well, didn't hate it, but just
didn't
sort
care
of.
For it.
No, not at all. Didn't care for it one bit.
I know what you mean, though. It is. I mean, I think we're quite like, oh, the sea, lovely place to go on holiday. But the reality is, it's quite...
One has to be careful.
One has to be. And what is underneath there? We just don't know.
Oh, well, when it gets really deep.
Oh.
Have you ever watched those David Attenboroughs where they're like, this is a mile down and there'd be a fish that looks like it came from another planet.
Oh, yeah, they are freaking.
And then got hit with a frying pan.
Yeah, I don't care for them. I don't like them at all.
No, I would find those creepy as.
Yeah.
Also, I get quite scared about sharks.
Well, if you get in your head about it, then you will be worried about them. That's how they get you. It's the psychological warfare. They get in your head.
What, the sharks? Yeah. Do you think the sharks are involved in that?
They get in your head. Yeah, they know what they're doing.
They were some of them actually executively produced Jaws.
Yeah, to put the message out there.
Yeah, they didn't have any sort of artistic license on it, but they did put some of the cash in.
Yeah, that's it. I think they were just silent partners. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't get sharks in Portsmouth, though, surely?
Oh, no. You're not getting sharks in Portsmouth.
No, don't worry, everybody.
You might get a seal in Brighton occasionally.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one that's got a bit lost, a little pod that might have got lost. I don't know if it's a pod of seals.
Do they get angry? Are they quite aggressive?
No, I think they're kind of nice guys.
Oh, even though they're... Is a seal the same as a sea lion? Is it just a shortened... I can't remember.
Well, do you mean as in they are shorter, or is it you've shortened the word?
Both.
I think they're different.
Okay.
I think sea lions have tusks.
Oh, these ones don't have tusks.
Oh, no, they're very cute.
Oh, just the... Ow, 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 ow.
I don't know how much are they're doing.
Oh.
They're sort of little slippery buggers.
Oh.
Whereas I think sea lions are a bit more hairy. Listen, I have absolutely nothing to go on other than pictures in children's books.
Well, but that's... Lie.
Yeah, I still haven't heard back about whether they want me to take over from Attenborough.
You would be great. I think that's a seal. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, Suze, have you had a lovely week?
Have I had a lovely week? Yes, I have. I've had a nice week. What have I done since I last spoke to you? I've done a couple of gigs. I've done some sitting in my garden. I've done quite a lot of writing.
Oh, good.
Which is very good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Very nice. Very nice to be enjoying the warm weather.
It has been absolutely lovely to be enjoying the weather. I went to the Attitude Pride lunch. That was nice.
Well, I heard it was a wonderful affair. And you sat next to Dear Alf.
I was very near Dear Alf. We weren't actually sat next to each other, but every time Dame Kelly Holmes moved, Alfie came and sat next to me for a bit.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? That's
it's
nice.
Really nice.
It's a nice collection of people.
Tell you who was there.
Hmm? Who?
Delta Goodrum.
Did she sing?
Oh, my God. Tom, she has got the most incredible voice.
Oh. Why do you
I mean, I know that won't come as a shock to anyone.
Well, they named her after her.
Well, of course. She was absolutely fantastic.
Was she? Was she?
Yeah, she really was. Yeah. And then lots of people got up and said brilliant things. Kat Burns was there. Oh, I'm a massive fan of her.
Yes.
I went over and told her that I thought her show in Brighton was excellent. And she said, oh, thank you so much. Oh. And then I carried on walking because it didn't feel like she was... angling for a chat.
Oh, maybe she was overwhelmed.
Not in a horrible way. I think she was writing her acceptance speech because she was...
Oh.
She actually said that on stage that her girlfriend had said to her on the way, what are you going to say? Do you think you should write something down? And then when she arrived, she panicked.
Oh,
and so she was writing something on her phone when I walked past her.
She may also
so I think
been,
she was busy.
But she may also have been in awe of meeting you.
I think that's very unlikely, but
Susie,
it's very kind
please.
Of you to suggest that might be a
you
thing.
You are a lesbian icon and you need to step up and own that.
I think that's lovely of you to say. I think she's got no bloody clue who I am.
Well,
and I was just some leser with a mullet.
Well, I don't know if that, I think you're doing yourself a disservice there.
Well, who knows? Mm. Who knows? Mm.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
How has your week been, Thomas?
Well, it's been fun, thank you. What have been my highlights? Well, we sat in the garden a few times and had dinner. That's been nice.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Did a gig in Norwich on Sunday. That was lovely.
Oh, further than you think, though, isn't it?
Further than you think. And you know what, Suze? I put on these slip-on shoes that I've worn before many times. And I don't know what was wrong with them on Sunday, but they rubbed and they rubbed at my heels. I had to stop off on the way and buy some sandals.
Oh, on the way there or on the way back?
On the way there, they would have been closed. On the way back, I would have been snookered.
Yeah, that's true.
The rubbing of a heel. Oh, what a pain that is.
Yeah, had you not gone for some very thin socks?
I was wearing socks.
Oh.
Full fat socks.
Full fat socks?
Yeah.
Oh, Tom, I am sorry.
Mm.
Do you think your little dainty feet are getting more dainty as you get older?
I think they are probably more fragile than I'll acknowledge.
Mm. You're going to end up with feet like Darcy Bustle.
Oh, poor Darcy, I say.
Poor Darcy.
But there's something about that. pain that you experience when it's just like rubbing at the back of your heel. Oh, it's unbearable, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's really sore.
Really sore.
Really sore.
Even when I sat on the train and I put one of those things on, those plasters, I went in to buy one of those, or a packet of those.
Mm.
They cost, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they know how to charge.
They know what they're doing. That helped a bit, but I felt like it was still rubbing through those.
I also think putting a plaster on public transport is so undignified.
So undignified, Suze. I felt so terrible.
Yeah, you should have.
In my socks in a public place.
Showing everyone your ballet feet.
Oh, yes, exactly. Exactly.
Your gnarled little ballet feet.
Yes. Oh, don't, Suze. It's true. It's not. Where's the line?
I tell you what you need. You need slip-on ones that you just put the front part of your foot in. Like
a
actual
mule.
Slippers.
A mule.
A mule, if you will.
Well, you were the pioneer of that. With those lovely furry ones.
Well, I don't know that it was me, but yes, I do would like to wear a mule. And it is because of that very reason.
Oh, so you get a heel rub yourself?
I do get a heel rub myself. It's not something that I talk often about publicly, but I don't mind telling you. And
that's what's so brave about you.
Well, yeah, hashtag brave.
Hashtag be brave. Kind. Hashtag be kind. So true. Well, that's lovely. Now, we've got some lovely messages as well, Suze.
Oh, Tom, the postbag.
Bulging.
It's full. Absolutely bulging.
Absolutely bulging. Now, I wanted to say as well,
yes.
New email. My phone updated and it's quite a new setup. So everyone else had this for ages. I resisted the update on my phone for ages.
Oh, but, because you're old fashioned.
Yes, exactly. I'd still have it attached to the wall in the hallway. But the new setup where it's like priority, mail outs, offers.
Oh, and does AI sort of try and, oh God, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, oh, what's it called when you, do they sort of say, oh, here's the main parts of what's going on in this email?
Oh, I haven't seen that, no.
Oh, I can't bear it. It will say like, oh, you know, God. Gig here. It like abbreviates. That's not the word I'm looking for.
Do you think they're doing that for this podcast? Imagine if they're doing this.
Oh, no. What will they say?
Tom worried about something. Susie worried about something else.
Tom's heels are sore. Summaries. Thank you, Emma. Oh, my God. What is wrong with my brain? See, I think this is Perimeni.
Everybody's talking about the Perimeni.
Everyone's talking about the Perimeni.
Perimeni.
Do you know what happens if you get a hot flush in a Nando's?
What?
Perimeni.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
I said that to Alice and I was so thrilled with it. And I to say she didn't crack her smile.
Well, I liked it a lot. And
thank you, Tom. I appreciate the
and
support.
I think as well, what is your Nando's level?
Oh, thank you for asking. I would go a medium.
Medium, yeah, cool.
What about you?
Medium or hot? Sometimes I go hot.
Yeah, sometimes I go hot, but then sometimes I do regret it because I might have a little sweat. And if I do that before a gig, I don't know what I'm... You're really playing with fire, quite literally.
Quite literally. Quite literally, Suze. Yeah, I haven't been in there for ages.
No, neither have I.
So it reminds me of being on tour a bit. But
yes,
I try and eat a bit healthier on tour these days.
Oh, does he?
Tries to.
Does he now? Didn't know this.
Gets a nice salad sometimes.
Does he? What about those delicious things from M&S that are the chicken? See, you introduced me to this. You were like my gateway drug.
You're welcome.
Because we shared one.
A chicken.
This is how people get it. Those chicken Caesar dip.
Oh, the chicken Caesar dip. It's actually a free gift on my Sparks card at the moment. And this isn't an endorsement. This is just truly spontaneous.
Well, no, do you know what? Because I know that you're an ambassador, but if anything, I think they should make less of them because they are so nice.
That chicken Caesar, all those dips are great and you can use them as a sandwich filling. You can use them as a...
But that's the thing, Tom. You started this.
Sorry. Yeah.
And now I can't... That's where my eyes immediately go to. You're a pusher.
You're welcome. When I was coming back from my last night in Titanic... And we got some for the journey home. And I got it all down myself.
Yeah.
I didn't realise until I wore the suit again.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Covered in chicken Caesar dip, wasn't it? What a delicious day that was.
You just sucking your lapel.
Yeah, I did actually.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Coming crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, Suze, we've got some lovely messages.
We do.
I've got one here from our dear friends, Ruth and Kathy in Spain.
Oh, hello, Ruth and Kathy in Spain.
Now, I think you'll agree with this, because Ruth and Kathy, either Ruth or Kathy, worked for British Airways for a long time.
Oh, wow. Yes, please.
Could not agree with you more about walking around half naked in the street.
Yes.
So unacceptable. And why is it always the less attractive people who do it?
I didn't say that,
but
I might
agree.
Ruth
and Kathy. Kathy?
Kathy?
If someone walks into our local supermarket, Mercadona, I'm in Spain, without a shirt or top on, they're told to leave.
Too right.
And as for a sweaty person coming anywhere near you, a total no-no. Spitting is just absolutely disgusting on every level. When I was about 10, brackets, I'm 75 in August, we were on holiday in Rome and this man walked past and spat and it landed on my mother's foot.
No. Gross. Absolutely unacceptable.
That is terrible. You should say something, really. I mean, who does? I'd never do that.
No, spitting. No.
Loving the pod. Listen when I'm ironing. And it always makes me smile. So thank you. Loads of love. Long time listener and long time fan. Bye, 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 bye. Ruth and Kathy in Spain. Brackets, it's 33 degrees here at 9 a.m.
Ruth and Kathy, if you wouldn't mind getting in touch again, I would like to know, have you moved to Spain? How long have you been there?
I can tell you this. They have moved to Spain. They've been there about 30 years.
How do you know this? Do you know them?
They're long-term listeners. They bought me an orchid when I did Basingstoke. Was it Worthing?
Oh, okay. Because, do you know, I absolutely love the idea of moving to mainland Europe at some point.
I think it would really suit you, Susie.
Obviously, we'll have to wait until my daughter's older.
Maybe the Netherlands?
Oh, I think, do you know what? I really love the sort of Dutch fashion.
There you go, I told you.
Do you know what I mean? Those sort of culotte trousers.
Oh, yes.
A plain but very well-structured shirt. Do you know what I mean?
Clogs. Some plaits.
Yes, well, of course, I'll grow my hair out. Or maybe I'll just do one long rat's tail at the end of the mullet.
Oh, nice. Very chic. Very European.
I could see you living in Spain, you know.
Oh, I'd love to live in Spain.
Think how many chickens you could eat.
I'd open my own chicken shop.
Would you?
Yeah, pollo.
Would that be the dream?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. That. I think so. You've got to have a dream.
Tom, we've got another email here, Book Talk.
Oh.
Hi, Susie and Tom, bisexual librarian here.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Don't know where, so could be anywhere.
Mm.
I love hearing you shout out, thank you for calling the lesbian line. And I recently asked my library service to purchase it, along with a little book you may know called Am I Having Fun Now? Why, thank you very much.
Oh, good.
I'm impatiently waiting for a copy of Common Decency to be returned, as it's next on my list.
Oh, bless.
Keep up the reading, Rex.
Oh.
Bailey. That's from Bailey. Well, thank you, Bailey. Tom, do you have any reading recs?
Yes, I do. I really enjoyed The Safe Keep. That was very enjoyable.
Oh, I really enjoyed The Safe Keep as well.
And I've been reading Sarah Cox's new book, which I don't think it's out yet, but it's coming out, I think, this month.
I love her.
Isn't she great?
I listened to her first couple of links on the radio yesterday. I'm really thrilled that she's got the breakfast show. I think she's bloody great.
What a great person. Yeah, I think... I'm so happy.
And so nice.
Too. Yeah, I just think she's so great. Yeah.
I have recently read Annie McManus's book, The Mess We're In, and I highly recommend that.
Oh, that's interesting. What is it about? Is it a fiction or a non-fiction?
It's a fiction about an Irish girl moving to London and living kind of a hedonistic lifestyle. And she lives with a band and they start getting famous. It's really good. It's really good.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'd really recommend it.
We have a message here regarding... Mm-hmm. Football feelings, warmest of hellos to the two most prominent voices in my head.
Sorry about that.
Yes, I'm of course an avid listener and admirer of both your catalogue of works. You shine light in the most cloudy days, so thank you. Oh, what a lovely thing to say, Suze.
That is really kind.
I'm getting in touch because I'm feeling conflicted as I've been watching the World Cup matches, brackets, or at least those countries that I actually recognise or have holidayed in. And I'm enjoying them mostly. The reason I'm conflicted is because, sure, the whole attitude of football fans and the feeling of toxic masculinity is always on my mind. From the homophobia and racism that is rife in the sport to the stories I've heard of home abuse when fanatics lose control if their country lose. I find I often walk away from any sport or organisation that these negative issues surround, but I always feel like I'm missing out, a bit like countries I want to visit but won't due to their anti-LGBTQ plus laws? Am I traitor to myself for watching? Also, I have my official NHS ADHD assessment in a few weeks, so wish me luck. Love always, Jay. You can say my name and send love to HR, said it's okay. Am I traitor to myself for watching? I don't think.
No, I don't think so. Also, if you do like football, I think, first of all, if you're into women's football, it's a very queer-friendly space. Yes. And secondly, since I've got sort of more into football, I have realised that there are lots of LGBT groups associated with football teams.
Yes.
Jay, you might already know this, Jay, because you might be talking about when you're watching sort of world tournaments. But if it's something that you don't know about, I know that the West Ham, is it called like the Pride of the Irons?
Pride of Irons, yeah.
Pride of Irons. And then I know the Arsenal team have an LGBT sock, as does Brighton.
I think most of them do. Yeah.
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 So I don't think you need to feel like a traitor. You're allowed to enjoy sports. You're allowed to enjoy things, even if it's you don't 100% agree with all of the politics around them.
I think as well, I experienced a bit of the kind of angriness around it when I did that, I'd say comparing, no, what's it called? Commentating with Mark, you know, lovely Mark.
Yes, lovely Mark.
Adam. And some people online were very angry that I was doing it, I think. But it was very interesting. But what I have found since is that there are, as in life, more, there's empty kettles make the most noise or whatever, but there's a lot of loud, horrible people, but there's more nice people who just enjoy sport in the same way that you do. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be that
too.
Kind of like, and a lot of people I've spoken to over the years, I don't know if you've found this, Suze, have been like, oh, I know it's so disappointing. I don't know why people are like that.
I think so. And I think if you allow people like that, like when you were doing the commentating and people being mean about it, you can't let them win.
Sure.
So you have to just be like, well, I'm the one on Sky Sports today and you're not.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry that you're probably quite sad about that. And that's where a lot of this negative energy towards me is coming from. But I guess be less of an arsehole.
Yeah. It's good. Good advice. That's great advice.
Is that good advice? Now, Tom, we've got a lovely message here from a mum, which is very sweet indeed, which I'd love to share. Hi, Susie and Tom. Sorry for the intrusion. Hun, we've given you our email address. You're not at all intruding. I have a question for you, and I hope you might be able to help. My 16-year-old son, who met a 16-year-old boy online and lives 200 miles away, they started an online relationship and became a couple. Earlier this week, I took him to meet the boy in person and they are totally smitten with each other. Oh my God, you're such an amazing mum. They were walking hand in hand with their arms around each other in public. The boyfriend is coming to stay for a few days. And here lies my question. How safe is it for two young men to show that they're a couple in public? I'm a bit scared for their safety, but I don't want to try to force them to hide their love in public. Many buys. And that's from a lovely mum.
That's very
lovely.
Very uplifting message until, of course, the question.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would agree. I mean, I think it really depends. Well, first of all, I'm sad that we all have to consider this, but I think it sort of depends on where you are.
Yeah.
I think that if they were in Soho or in Manchester.
Yeah.
Or certainly in Brighton, of course.
Of course.
Then that wouldn't be anything to worry about at all. I wonder if you live somewhere that you fear might be a bit more, I don't even want to say suburban, because I think suburbia is quite gay. If you are worried about that, and if you do live somewhere where you feel like people might have attitudes that are very old-fashioned, or, you know, let's say what they are, homophobic, I wonder if the boys could get a train to somewhere that has a bit more of a queer culture.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a good point, yeah.
Like, part of me hates that I have to give that advice, because what I want to say is, no, do what you want to do. But I think, you know, it's worth mentioning that sometimes we've got to,
yeah,
you know, be careful.
Yeah.
What would you say, Tom?
Yeah, I think that's good advice. And I think, you know, sadly, yes, being a bit aware of how some people aren't as nice as we would like them to be, I think is part of arming people about to keep safe.
To prepare them.
To prepare them, yeah.
Probably having that conversation with them as well is probably a good thing to do. You know, say exactly that. I'm not trying to tell you to hide your love. Equally, you know, if there's nowhere that they feel like they can be like that, but they can be sort of, you know, a bit more couple-y in your house, you know, maybe have a little gay night where they watch Pride and Milk and feel connected to a community via
that's
you know, give them a Pet Shop Boys album. Tell them to put that on. Just, you know, it, there's little tiny pockets of pride that you can find even in places where you don't feel like you can be, to quote Mickey Flanagan, out.
I didn't realize that was such a question. That's very nice advice. I think, you know, you'd like to think most places are accepting.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, it's to be mindful of. And of course, as a parent, you're going to worry.
Listen, I don't know if you live anywhere near Brighton, but let me tell you, if they wanted to have a little wander down the lanes in Brighton, they would be celebrated.
I mean, very, very, very interesting, though, isn't it, what to say? Because at the same time, you don't want to make people dull their sparkle.
No, of course, of course. But when you are that young, you don't want to have an experience that, you know, if people are mean to you, that then you hold on to. Because I think it's fair to say, knowing each other rather well, and our listeners also knowing us quite well, there are things that happened in our teens that we still talk about now, and we are both over 40.
Yeah, we are now. Absolutely.
So, you know, you're very soft at that age in, you know what I mean? Sometimes you've not developed that sort of thicker skin.
Oh, yeah. And of course, you know, we don't sense it, though, do we? We always think we're indestructible, particularly when we're young.
Oh, God,
but
now I've just really lent into being weak.
Yes.
I'm having a weak girl summer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I always think that's what when people say that. Be strong. So strong. It's like, I don't know if I want to be strong. I'm quite happy being a bit weak.
Yeah. Also, if you're strong, can anything get into you?
Yeah,
you know,
that's
love
it.
And all different things.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Gosh, very profound.
Gosh, isn't this a profound podcast? People are very, very lucky. Gosh, very this is sort of like Plato, if Plato had a podcast. Oh.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Suze, I must let you get on.
Well, of course.
I know you'll be so warm in that room.
I am honestly dying. But I bet it's worth it for the listeners.
Well, indeed. And they love it.
What are you doing with the rest of your day, Thomas?
Today, I am doing some voiceovers for Cooking with the Stars.
Oh, very. Oh, I met your friend, Emma Willis.
Oh, you said on Friday.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know I love her. So I went over to her and I was like, I'm just going to introduce myself and say hello. And then I walked over and she said, Susie, Tom always talks about you. And I was really pleased that she knew who I was, and she was lovely.
And she texted, I realised you didn't tell me, she texted me to say how much she enjoyed chatting to you.
Was so lovely. She was so
such
lovely.
A nice person.
So lovely. And she's, I just love how she dresses.
Oh, so chic.
She's so chic.
Mm.
Those really massive, thick glasses. Oh, God, she looks so cool. What a nice person.
What a lovely person. What a lovely person. Yeah, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you connected.
Oh, we did. We connected. We did indeed.
That's great. Have you got a nice day planned?
Well, listen, Tom, I'm taking my car to a garage because I was doing a 3-point turn. And I banged into a lamppost because I wasn't...
She banged a lamppost, everybody.
I banged a lamppost. Don't tell anyone. Don't tell my wife.
Well,
but now I'm going. Yes.
Going to have that repaired. Well, that's good, you know. We all make mistakes.
Don't worry. It's been the
bane of your life?
Oh, my God. No, Tom, this is perimene.
Oh, this is your peri.
The... What's it called? The number reg, the number plate has been broken for about 5 weeks.
I'm so
I'm finally getting around to doing it.
Get that done. Just get it
done.
Gotta
get it done.
And except we all make mistakes. That's why they put rubbers on the end of pencils.
Oh, well done.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a ruder joke that I could put there, but I'm not going to.
Okay. Well, we know
about putting rubbers places. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Well, if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window. Okay.
We'll do. I'll see you on Saturday for brunch.
Yes.
We can tell everyone about that. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.